Been talking a lot about political matters this morning as we come towards the end of this fourth week of this election debate. I think it's time for a breather. Head to the movies with Jason DeRosso, our resident film critic, host of The Screen Show. Hi, Jason.
Hey, good morning.
A female remake of a classic from the 80s. Now, you got me guessing. What is it?
Well, this is one of my favourite comedies from the late 80s, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, which starred Steve Martin and Michael Caine.
Oh,
and it
yeah.
was about a pair of really pathetic, vain, sexist and lazy, greedy men, con men who basically, were trying to, you know, amass a fortune and step up the social ladder via their abilities to hoodwink very wealthy, gullible women. And so now we have a remake called The Hustle, which I guess kind of fits into the recent initiative, I suppose, from Hollywood, the recent trend in Hollywood to remake films with, or make new films, indeed, populist entertainment with, that are female-centred. And, you know, we've seen the Ghostbusters reboot and so forth, Captain Marvel. And this stars Rebel Wilson and Anne Hathaway. And it kind of follows the same, if people remember the 1988 film, which was in fact, by the way, a remake of a 1964 film starring Marlon Brando and David Niven.
That's the one I want to see.
Right. They were also great on screen. This follows the broad outline of the 80s remake in particular, where both Hathaway and Wilson, who play Josephine and Lonnie, are rival cons. Rebel Wilson is Australian and kind of quite plays up to this vulgar Australian
brash
kind
let's
of thing.
Use brash
nah, pretty vulgar actually.
Okay.
for all the right reasons, I suppose, it being a comedy. And Anne Hathaway plays a somewhat posh and stuck up person. And they join forces, then turn rivals again because the town's not big enough for the both of them, and they both set their sights on this young tech mogul and decide whoever can sort of woo him first wins and the other one has to leave. So I'm going to play you a clip now of Rebel Wilson basically pretending to be a blind person in a casino, heading up to a roulette table, and you know, the young tech mogul, of course, is sitting there.
Pardon the intrusion, but could somebody tell me if there's an empty chair at this table?
No, mademoiselle, the table is full.
Oh, okie dokie.
No, miss, excuse me, you can have my chair.
Oh, a hero. Oh, but it's not necessary. Perhaps if this person scoots over, we could just squeeze in another chair.
Oh, yeah.
Do you mind, sure. sir? Mm-hmm. Or do you mind? Just,
right behind you.
Oh.
There you go.
Thank you. Wow, what wonderful blind person etiquette.
My nana was blind.
Was she? I had no idea.
Research. I mean, there's a funny visual gag in that clip, actually. It's one of the few funny moments in the film where she, being a person who can't see, she accidentally places her hand on Anne Hathaway's breast. Anne Hathaway is there at the same time, and that's when she delivers the line, "I wonder if this gentleman could move over," kind of making a gag that Anne Hathaway isn't very well endowed in that department.
Oh, I see.
Right.
One of the few gags, so you're saying it's not funny, it doesn't work?
It's not that funny. I was really disappointed by this. It's a first-time director who's directed a lot of episodes of Veep that does this kind of gender-flipping sort of thing much better, and it's much sharper. I think the problem is that what seems to have inspired The Hustle is to kind of make it female-centred, update the new story, and kind of have this sort of, I suppose, populist feminist angle on it. Trouble is, I think the original films are actually already quite feminist because they focused on these dastardly, lazy men, and they were so pathetic that it made you laugh, but they needed to be very dastardly in order to make you laugh and sort of be unlikable. But all their flaws, of course, are very relatable. Anyway, so making them women who in some way, and it's sort of, the film goes, is at pains to point out that they're not just gold diggers. They have a reason. They're getting back at men. They're sort of justified, and therefore they're less dastardly and they're kind of less funny.
Right.
And okay. The film generally is less funny as well. So look, I'd stick with the originals. You kind of didn't need the gender flip to make the gender critique. In fact, it doesn't add anything to it.
Really
it takes
work.
Away from it almost. So it's called The Hustle. It's out now.
Just really briefly, a mention of a film about Eskimos.
Argo. It took me by surprise because it's actually, I thought it was some sort of ethnographic kind of film. It was one of my favourite films from Sydney last year, the Sydney Film Festival, which of course released its program this week. It's not actually, it's more of a film based on filmic representations of people who live in the Arctic North and so forth than it is real people. So there's a lot of artifice. I've got an interview on the show this morning that sort of explores this notion of authenticity and not. It's only showing in Cinema Nova in Melbourne, but I thought I'd mention it because it's called Aga, and they're a wonderful pair of Bulgarian filmmakers on the show. And we've also got Thomas M. Wright, the actor turned director, talking about his debut feature, the best Australian feature I've seen this year, about the artist Adam Cullen and his relationship with Eric Jensen of the Saturday paper. It's called Acute Misfortune. I'll talk about it next week, but that interview with that director is on as well this morning.
All right, Jason, thank you very much. Jason DeRosso, host of The Screen Show here on RN at 10 this morning, anytime, of course, on the ABC Listen app.